this episode of 1010 would recommend.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, now you've made that noise. It's made me... So, you're Jamaican. Hit me out. There was a point to this. And I was listening to a song earlier and he kept saying, good girl, good girl. And I was like, what are they saying?
Good girl.
It's not good girl. It was
or
like...
Was it good?
Good girl. Yeah, good girl.
Good girl. So good girl is like, go there.
Ah! So I said, what is he saying?
Not the culture exchange.
Is there any Yoruba you've heard in music that you'd like me to explain to you? Or you
oh,
like
my God, the... I could go on forever. Do you know what? You know all of those... Every single time I see the videos, it's like when you're the one Caribbean friend and you're... That is always me.
Because you just don't have a clue.
Because I just don't know what I'm saying and it's really embarrassing.
Yeah, and you're probably saying everything wrong.
Yeah, we are. But actually, I feel like a lot of people in the room are saying things wrong. Not you, because you're fluent. But not everybody is fluent in Yoruba.
That's my first language. So every time people like mock my English, I'm like, yo, I got here in 97. I'm really trying.
That's
I mean, I was born
fair.
Here, but
I know, this is what I feel like you always conveniently miss that bit out.
Yeah, I did. It takes away the authenticity. Like, knowing that I was born in New York General Hospital just takes away the organicness of my Nigerian. When I was, like, 1 year old.
And then you came back when you were seven.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that you say move back, considering I'd never been back, been there before? I say that as well.
Oh my God, not the
every time I'm like, yeah, and I was taken back, and I was just like, but you'd never been there before, so why are you saying back? Because you were
that's
born
a good
here.
Point.
Yeah.
And why do people that are born here still say go back home? But our home is here.
I don't want to claim that, to be fair.
What, that your
I'm
home?
A nomad.
You don't want to claim this
my
is your home?
My home is where I am, yeah. Because at this point, Black Britishness is not slapping.
It's not giving what
it's
it was supposed to
give. It's not giving what it was supposed to give. And it's Black History Month, but I'm here to
say
it is Black History Month. I'm here to say that it's just not...
Oh my God.
I used to be so proud to be like, I am Black British. And like, you see that, you know. And then I'm just like, I don't think they want us to be Black British.
I don't think they want us anymore.
I don't...
They were like, oh, gift receipt.
Do you want to go back home?
Can't even talk about how cold it is. Like, go back home.
They literally can be like, oh, I've got cold. Go home then. I'm like, okay, relax.
I'm just a bit chilly.
I just said it's going to be cold. Let's all relax. Well, if you hate it so much, come back to your country. Okay. One complaint. Please. And also, you said the same thing to me. Why are our complaints different?
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. I completely forgot that it is...
It's not slapping this year.
It doesn't feel like... It doesn't
No
feel.
One's hired me for anything to do with Black History Month.
That's a really good point. Because remember back in the day...
Oh my God, that
we
was
would
ka-ching.
Be busy.
It was ka-ching month.
Good Lord.
Like, bank. Making bank on Black History Month.
Also, my head would just be hurting the whole time because there'd be so much to do.
I think it's because to get better, there's like spread it out throughout the year now.
Yeah, that's
of
true.
Of getting jobs.
That's true.
So it's like you don't have to concentrate everything in Black History Month because apparently people are getting better in giving us work. But yeah, Black History Month.
So yeah, happy Black History Month.
Yes.
I'm glad that it's Black History Month, which I completely forgot until you said it.
Yes.
Because today's film that we're talking about.
It's a black film!
It's a black film!
Yes, yes.
I'm really excited about this. This is a film called Intergalactic.
Yes.
And it is co-created by Kid Cudi.
It is.
Were you ever a Kid Cudi fan?
Loosely.
I used to be a huge Kid
Cudi
fan. Yeah, huge. Yeah, so it's really, really cool that he, like... I don't understand, right, about being famous.
Yeah.
Or being a musician, being an entertainer. How does this conversation, how do you go from doing music, being in rap, being hip hop, to creating a film for Netflix? That is mad to me.
It's because when you are that, those things allow you like to open doors. Because
you're
Kid Cudi, like if Kid Cudi has an idea,
someone will
listen because it's Kid Cudi.
That's true.
And because Kid Cudi naturally comes with an audience.
Yeah, good
do you
point.
Know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
the
yeah.
same way like people that are great at Twitter now write books because they come with an audience.
That's true.
So that's what it is. It just allows that easy access. But genuinely, I think so far this year, this is my favourite thing I've watched on Netflix.
Really? Mm-hmm. And the reason why this is such a huge deal for Tanali to say this is because Intergalactic is an animated
film.
It has everything that I shouldn't like. Mm. It's animated. It's kind of musically.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Because actually, this is technically the debut of his album. Of all his of album. Those songs. Yeah.
It's album, musically. Yeah. And also includes drug taking. Mm. I don't like drugs.
Does that mean you've never watched Euphoria?
I stopped. It was too much for me.
Yeah, fair.
Okay. It was just a bit too much drug taking for me. Yeah.
Continue on.
So yeah, drug taking is not my favorite thing. So considering it has all those things that I like typically would be like, meh, don't really like this.
Yeah.
I love this so much, but also it includes so much that I do like, which is black people falling in love, especially black people falling in love in New York. I have romanticized falling in love in New York.
Interesting.
It is such a like. So if you know me, I live in this. Like I live in imagined situations.
Mm.
If you ever around me, you see me drift away. I'm in my imagined situation, and all of my imagined situations are lovely and flowery and romantic and just like warm.
Mm.
And I know, like sometimes I go to bed in that thought. So I don't read books, but sometimes I just start thinking about this thing.
Mm.
And one of my big thoughts is one of them is going to an art museum in New York just with someone that I'm really into.
Mm.
But there's more detail being. Especially overdressed while they're really casual.
Really? Where have you got this from?
It's in my head.
Is that something that you watched? But,
and then do you know he perfected it to perfection? Love Life Season 2.
Oh my God, Love Life Season 2. Don't even get me started. I love that
show. So I have like romanticized falling in love in New York.
Yeah, God, yeah, that was such a... Oh,
and this great. Like taps into that so well as well.
Mm.
Like it was just so good.
So can you tell... I'm really bad at this, so I'm going to pass it to you to see if you can do it. Can you tell us what Intergalactic is about?
Yes, it's about a young guy called Jabari. And if you ever watch Girlfriends, you know how special that name Jabari is.
Mm.
And he is like a graffiti artist or whatever, but then he gets a job with a comic... design books to kind of like make his graffiti into like a comic book.
Mm.
But that's just part of the story. The whole story is kind of him navigating love, work, friendships, relationships, and he meets and falls for his next door neighbor.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice.
And they just have this, and also includes all of my favorite things that like ultimately it's a rom-com.
Yeah, it is definitely a rom-com.
It's a really cool
rom-com. Which
is why
I'm surprised that I liked it.
Yeah. It's a really, really cool rom-com. And includes all of the things I love about rom-coms, including the bit where they have that montage of them falling in love.
Yeah,
that is my favourite thing ever. Where they just like, it's just this montage of like happy times.
Mm.
You know, singing in a park, kissing, just like fun romantic times. And then, of course, not long after that goes to shit.
Yep.
And then after that is the grand gesture.
Yeah.
Which is how...
You're right, it's perfect.
Good rom-coms are written. And it's just so... I was watching it and like my inspiration is in the gutter.
Mm.
I was like, I want to make something.
Really?
I genuinely enjoyed it so, so much. And it's a lovely an hour and a half.
Yeah, good old 90-minute film.
Yeah.
We know how much we love that. It's really, really great. Also, it's getting so many... I was looking on Twitter to see what people are saying about it. People love it. It's getting rave
so
reviews.
Good.
It is really, really, really good.
What did you like about it, considering you don't like rom-coms?
Yeah, I think... I just thought the creativity of it, just like in terms of how it looked aesthetically, was amazing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe... Because you know how animation, there's different ways that animated stuff looks. So like Simpsons doesn't look the same as like a BoJack Horseman doesn't look the same as something like this.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what kind of style this is called, but I loved it. I thought it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I loved the blues and the pinks and the purples because I felt like that really complemented the black skin of the characters. And also just, I felt like the main guy... He was really likable, I don't know.
I thought
he was great.
Yeah.
I really, really liked the love story between the neighbours. I loved it. I thought it was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was so, so, so cute. I loved it. And also, I love Kid Cudi's music, so that's also why I really liked it. I just thought it was great. Like, it's such a smart way to, as a creative who has, like, you know, your background is in music, it's such a smart way to debut a new project.
Yeah,
like
really
just
smart.
Forging them together.
Like,
that is so intelligent.
Flawlessly done. I didn't actually put two and two together that it was even... Yeah. Like, the music was nice and it just worked along with the film.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it so much. I knew I was going to like it. When it first started, Jabari was going on this bike ride and there's a FedEx van behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the FedEx van moves and it just says, it leaves the word X on it.
Yes.
And then he runs into his ex.
I love, oh, that's I love I like, well when done. Films do that.
It's my favourite thing.
I love it.
Atlanta
love
does that very well as well. They like take something of the world and then puts it into, I was like, yeah, you've got me.
Yeah.
This is absolutely, because I hate animation. Generally, it's probably the most bad vibe thing about me. And I've hated it since young.
Wow.
Like, I was a child who hated cartoons.
I actually didn't love cartoons either, you know, when I was younger. I hated cartoons
as a child.
I get that.
Like, why is it not given real?
Yeah.
Like, why are they drawings?
Yeah.
I just don't like it. Like, the only guy I even fucked with was, what's the guy from, I didn't even like Rugrats like that.
Mm-mm.
He was the guy. I did like A. Arthur.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's good.
Outside of that, I thought animation was bullshit. Yeah. I didn't even like Disney like that growing up. I can't lie to you.
Wow.
Yeah, but I didn't.
It's so interesting like that you're such a huge fan of rom-coms, but you're not, you don't love Disney, which is like, that's all they do, really do.
I know, and people that make it part of their personality. Oh, Disney gave me unrealistic expectations about love. Shout out.
Yeah.
I watch a rom-com and get expectations about love from there, from real life looking people.
What?
Who loses their shoe at a fucking party? No, Cinderella slap, to be fair.
Yeah.
But do you know what slaps more? Cinderella with Brandy in it.
That is...
Brandy and Whitney Houston Cinderella was the best one.
I'll tell you what. Brandy and Whitney Houston Cinderella wart so that Bridgerton can run. I stand by that.
Yeah.
That the colourblind casting, that family didn't make no sense.
Oh, it made no sense whatsoever.
Not a single piece of sense.
And that was
I never questioned it.
I didn't care for a
second. I was like, great.
I was like, this is the best show ever.
Yeah, it really was. It really was amazing. I loved that. Okay, so if you didn't get your... I know, because arguably... Mm-hmm. Your love of rom-coms and, you know, being in that world where you could, that imagined world, which I also have.
Yeah.
Arguably, you could say that's a version of having unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
So where do you think, if it wasn't Disney, you got your unrealistic romantic expectations from? What shows or films?
I think probably like books and genuinely rom-coms. I've been watching rom-coms from early.
Do you have a rom-com where you're like, this is where it started?
I don't know if I do.
Mm.
I watch like low budget shit.
Yeah.
Channel 5 at 3 o'clock every day do the shittest films you would ever watch in your life. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why I give the exact time, but that's the time it comes on. And I will sit there while seeing my emails watching it. And it's always like some shitty rom-com, some version of someone coming back to their old town and falling in love. So I actually don't know if there was like one that was like, this is it.
Right.
But one that stands out to me is, weirdly, He's Just Not That Into You.
Mm.
I think that's such a good rom-com.
I don't know if I've actually even watched it, you know? That's the one with Steve Harvey. Is Steve Harvey in it?
No, it's. I don't even think it has black people in it.
Hold on.
I don't know where the fuck you got that
Wait,
from.
Wait, no, because there's a rom-com that's kind of like
about,
that.
Oh, you're thinking about...
It's based on... And it's like a book.
Don't Know About the Rules.
Yeah, that. What's that? That's got black people.
Yeah, where Steve Harvey talks about like...
And you can't have sex with them for 90 days.
Yeah, I can't have sex for 90 days. And who? Where's that scientifically worked?
I don't know.
Why 90 days?
Well, Steve
was
Harvey
she abstained from sex?
I don't know. Anyway, He's Not That Into You. That's your one.
Yeah, it's a really, really good rom-com. And it's really realistic. Mm. It kind of talks about how, like, from young, we're told, like, when a guy's trying to be mean to you, you're like, oh, it's because he likes you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, what if he just doesn't? What if he's just not that into you?
Mm.
And it's really funny and it's really good. And I really enjoy that. So that's one of my faves.
I'll tell you, one of the things I do like about rom-coms is grand gestures.
It's
like 10 Things I Hate About You when... No.
It is when he's in the music, when he's singing.
When he's singing. Like stuff like that. I don't even remember the name of this film, which is going to be really, really annoying for everyone. But you know, there's that clip where he's holding up the radio, the boombox outside of her house.
Oh, there's so many films like that though.
What is the original film that does that?
I can't think of it.
Anyway,
so
that kind
like
of
that.
Gesture. When I was younger, I used to think, like, I wish somebody would throw some rocks
just
at my window.
Just throw a stone at my window. Give me something.
Me.
Yeah.
Like, that would be so cute.
What imagined grand gesture do you have in your head?
Oh, because there is...
I literally live in imagined romantic situations.
That is such a good question. Oh, okay, let me think. I think it's a proposal, like, in front of everyone.
Do you want to propose to in front of people?
I actually don't, but for some reason, I imagine that kind of thing.
I know what my proposal is going to be like.
Really?
What I want it to be
Oh, my God, what do you want it to be like?
Listen well. Whoever's going to propose to me.
I will send it to them.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I want something private.
Okay.
I want, like, to be asked privately, and I don't want it to be, oh, will you marry me? I want all the reasons why I'm the best possible person.
Me too, oh, my God.
Like, and nothing to do with what I've done for you.
Mm.
why you love me outside of you, right. why I'm so fucking amazing, all of that stuff. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy. And then, oh my God, yeah. And all
yeah,
I said yeah. And then after that, some kind of way, we're in a private room and there's a world where it just opens the door and all of my family and friends are there.
Oh, perfect.
And then we have a really good party.
That's really
And that's
nice.
Our engagement party.
Wow.
Yeah. And wow. I want it to be a lovely ring. And I just want to be very happy and look very pretty.
Do you have, outside of a proposal, do you have any grand gestures that you are like?
Yeah, I do. I'll tell you okay. about it.
Yeah. Please.
Okay. So one day I'm going to write a TV show or a book, right?
Yeah. So don't teeth this idea.
Yeah, so that's going to happen. So that's going to be a thing that's going to happen.
Oh, okay. So I thought you were going to tell us about it. You're just telling us.
No, no, no. Going, right. So I'm going to do that one day, right? Yeah. And then there's going to be a screening of my TV show.
Yeah.
And then there'll be that. Like, it'll go really well. Everyone will really love it. Everyone will give me claps and whatever, yeah. Mm. And then...
Sorry. Stop it.
And then, right, this person's going to put their hand up to want to ask a question.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so dumb. And the question is, will you marry?
The question won't be, will you marry me? But then it will just be like, it'll be my person.
Yeah.
And they'll just be like, I'm just really proud of that. And then they'll do the annoying thing, because I'm going to make a joke about it. They'll be like, I don't have a question, more of a comment. And I'll be like, ugh, men.
you've got men. It perfectly.
And I'll say that joke and everyone in the room will laugh.
Oh my God.
And then the comment will just be how amazing they think I am and how great it was for them to be a part of the journey, just watching me do this and how they are so proud of me. Yeah. And they just
going
think
back
I'm
to
the most,
the praise kink.
Yeah. They just think I'm the most amazing person ever. This is the best show they've ever watched. And yeah.
That's beautiful.
And then that would be nice. And then they'll wait for me after with a big bunch of flowers.
Oh, the bunch of flowers. Even that. The thing is as well, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Men that date women, what I'm trying to tell you, the bars on the floor, simple flowers.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do you know?
What that is. Look, it's making me smile. It's one of my, I imagine conversations.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm in the shower and I have imagined. And then the worst thing about imagined conversation is that when you have that conversation, it doesn't go that way because it's not going to. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why are you not saying the things you're meant to say from my imagination?
Even, I don't even have, like, I have imagined conversations, but also if I hear something, like even one line or read one line that's like really again and again repeated in my head, again and again and again. Yeah. It's hell. It's hell in there.
I get warm and fuzzy from text messages.
So do I.
I'm down bad.
Yeah.
Damn. Stand up.
Stand up. Down bad.
God.
Please, like, Lord.
If he told me to fly, no, if he told me to jump, I'll start flying. I'm like, ow, fly. Don't you want me to jump?
Yeah.
That's for amateurs. I'll learn to fly.
It's. Oh, God, yeah. I just find... Do you know what? I feel like rom-coms are really lovely. It's just, for me, I find it so overwhelming.
But I think this was good, this intergalactic.
Yeah,
it was.
It was
just like... He had little stupid mates, which were good as well.
Yeah, they were great. The humour in it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Honestly, this was a really, really good film.
Yeah.
I've got nothing bad to say.
Oh, I wanted to talk about the ex, the case of the ex. How do we feel about the ex?
In what regards?
Okay, so this is what happened that pisses me off, and it pisses me off in so much rom-coms and just films in general. Mm-hmm. When someone catches someone cheating or doing something, why do they never let them explain?
Yeah.
Because they just kind of get angry and walk off.
Yeah, because you don't want to hear any more lies.
No, tell me exactly what happened.
Oh, really?
I don't get it. Mm. Like, I genuinely confuse them. I get the same anger when people are trying to chase after someone that's moving and they go to the airport. Call them.
Yeah, good point.
Hey, babe, do you mind waiting?
Yeah.
Like, call this person. Or if you catch them in the act, let them see you. Don't just run away and start crying.
Yeah. I wouldn't stay around.
Oh, I'm saying.
Really? Yeah, to hear everything?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm like, what if, is it going to be more lies?
Because there was a bit where, like, his neighbour and new lover sees a message that she shouldn't, that wasn't for her, whatever.
Yeah, from his ex.
From his ex. And they're both sleeping in the bed and she just lets him, I'm waking you up.
No, I'm not waking, I would have done exactly what she did.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
No, I'm waking you up.
But I wouldn't be, I don't know how she slept though. I would have left.
I couldn't.
I would have left.
I'm like, if I'm not going to sleep, no one's going to sleep.
Really?
I don't believe, if I don't have peace of mind, why should you?
You know what, that's actually true.
Yeah,
I would leave. Everything she did, because basically, like, she goes back to sleep and then leaves in the morning.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go back to sleep because I wouldn't be able to. I would, I'd probably cry silently and sleep that way. Then I'd leave in the morning and then not message. That's it. Just leave it. That's what I'd well, we'd eventually talk about it, but I'd have to. I don't know what it is. Can't. I don't want to have it out at that point. So you can chat shit. No way. And you'll be even confused, delirious, chatting. Nah, shut up. It'll piss me off.
I feel like the longer I give you, the more you've got to work out a story.
Yeah, that's actually true. And the thing is, it was really frustrating because he actually had like a legit...
Yeah, he actually didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I realised I hate about cartoons? And this made me realise it more because they have the same outfits all the time.
Oh, that's a good point.
And because they changed in this.
Yeah.
And animation normally, they don't really change outfits. And that genuinely jars me.
Also... if they hadn't have said that it was Meadow when she changed outfits, I would not have recognised that character, right?
Yeah. Which is at her gallery.
Yeah.
But this is genuinely one of my favourite things I've watched on Netflix this year.
It is great.
Without a doubt.
It's really great.
I loved it.
I was supposed to ask you, what made you... Because I hadn't told you about it. So what made you decide to start watching it?
Why did I... Oh, I saw a tweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw a tweet. I think it was someone either retweeting Kid Cudi. Oh. Or I saw, I just thought it was interesting that he would make a... thing. Mm. So I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this.
Oh, cool.
And it wasn't even on my For You page.
Mm. Yeah, well, it wasn't.
It wasn't on my Explore, whatever.
Yeah.
I had to go search for
it. Yeah, so did I actually. Yeah.
So they should put that out there. So if it's not on yours, please go search for it.
Definitely search for it. It's intergalactic. It's amazing. And I will also say, look, justice for the ex, okay? I don't feel like she actually did. Like, it weren't ideal, but he did sleep with her.
Yeah. And months before. So she had every right to just assume.
I felt sorry for her, you know. Do you not feel sorry for her?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
As of like anything that gets in the way of a true love story. Fuck her.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. Do you know
that's
what
how I feel.
Yeah, that's fair. Intergalactic is fantastic. That rant. Okay.
Did it? Intergalactic is fantastic.
A little bit. Should we move on? What else are you watching? What else are you watching?
I would recommend another... it's a film as well. Again, I think it's 76 minutes long, to be exact.
Perfect.
I watched it a while ago and I re-watched it again recently. It's called Happy Anniversary.
Ooh.
And it is about a couple who they wake up on their anniversary, I think it's their third year anniversary, and the woman in it is just like, I don't think I like this anymore.
Well, I don't think
this is for me anymore. And it's kind of, it's all filmed. It's all meant to be one day.
Mm.
And I kind of go through this day. And it's nice.
Gosh. That kind of
thing. Also a rom-com, but like a quirky rom-com. It's got the girl. I think it's Molly. I get her confused with so many other...
Ringwald?
So many other actresses that look... She looks like all the white women that have fringes.
I mean, that list goes on forever, doesn't
it? Such a ridiculous thing. Like quirky ones with a fringe.
Oh, like the lady from New Girl?
Yeah, she gives that vibe as well. Oh, also worth mentioning about Intergalactic, the neighbour in it is played by Jessica Williams.
Oh, really?
He was really, really good. In another film on Netflix called The Amazing Life of Jessica James or something like that.
Yeah.
Is it The Amazing Life? Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
The Incredible Jessica James.
Yeah.
And that's a really good movie as well. That's a Netflix film and it's also really good and worth watching.
Also, the other thing to add about Intergalactic is that there's loads of tributes to Virgil Abloh in it.
Yes, there is.
Which is really, yeah, really nice.
Were they close?
I think so, yeah. I think they were friends. Oh, I think they were friends. Yeah. But that's also really great.
Yeah, there's a bit at the end as it feels a bit like teary-eyed. And it just makes... I just like New York. I like the idea of people falling in love in New York. I don't know why. London doesn't give that same romantic vibe to me. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't.
Do you know what I mean?
Also, I don't feel like there's enough... Aside from Love Actually, whereas I need more...
We need more love stories set in London.
Because Notting Hill, we've got...
That's so old now.
Love Actually, yeah. But where... That other one that Henry Golding and Emilia Clarke were in, which is all about... It's got Wham songs in
also,
it.
Also, do we have like a black love story in London?
There was that one that came out last year. Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know if I do.
Christmas Eve or something. No.
Boxing Day.
Okay.
But also, I think that was based on someone coming over from America. There was an American vibe there to it somewhere. Right.
We need a British one.
Just, yeah.
You can write it.
Maybe that's the show I write and then I get my person to tell me how proud I am. I will write a show just for that moment alone.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, it's like I've got it all worked out.
I think that's beautiful.
And it's so nice. And also, not everyone in the room will know we're together. So the people that know will be like, oh! And that'll be our coming out.
Thoughts on...
Yesterday, I imagined a coming out and a red carpet.
What the fuck?
I imagined it to perfection. Like, firstly, we were in the car, we both looked really good. Both looked great, right? And I, like, took a picture of us, and I put it in my close friends. I'm like, oh, we're going to have our first red carpet together. This is all imagined. None of this is true. None of this is true. Not anywhere near true. And I just started grinning the whole time there. It was lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I just have a really great imagination.
Thoughts on whether you're going to... I know we spoke about this personally before, but... Where do we stand now on soft launches and hard launches with partners?
I don't know. It's so hard. Like, I've been known to say that I would rather eat a denim jacket than post a man on Instagram.
Yeah.
I have said that. I kind of still mean it. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I'm a bit about it is that the only reason why people don't do it is out of fear of getting that, oh, he's cheating, or LOL message.
That's not even my fear. My fear is that also, wait, let's go back a bit and explain a soft launch and a hard launch.
Yes, of course.
Right, okay. So basically, correct me if I'm wrong, T. When you have a partner,
yes,
you can decide to share them with the internet or not,
yes,
right? A soft launch of your partner is like
a hand
on a drink, you know, or like his head covered in the background or something like that.
Staring wheel.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Like, you're on holiday, it's clear there's someone there. You get a little hand here and there, but you don't see him properly. Yeah. Hard launch.
Face out.
Out there.
Bare face.
You might have even tagged him.
Tagged him and everything.
Hashtag boy did good.
But wait, we figured out how we were going to do it, though.
Oh, but I forgot.
Oh my God,
I
love that we both live in imagined situations. So we figured out our launch of our partners.
I'm embarrassed already.
Neither are in sight. But our launch is going to be, they were going to post us, and then we were going to repost it on our story. We're like, LOL.
Lol, yeah. Embarrassing. Embarrassing. So.
That was the plan.
Yeah, no, that's smart. Yeah, yeah.
And all of mine and Gina's life events kind of work at the same time that we left our jobs at the same time, we bought houses at the same time.
Exactly.
So
literally,
we're hoping these will line.
I'm praying
it lines up together, and then we get to do it. This
and we can repost each other. Oh, God.
But that's where I stand.
Yes.
I'll repost. I don't know. I literally go between both of them. Actually, no, why can't I just post my partner?
Exactly. But I'm worried about if we break up, then it's all.
Then you post the next partner.
Yeah, but then you got. Do you delete all the other pics? Dead. Do you know what I mean?
I don't. Yeah, maybe you do delete them, archive them or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'll never do is explain to anybody. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've got young 2,000 followers, you're telling us some news. I don't give a fuck that you and your partner
some
broke
news.
Up. Why should I care?
Yeah.
Post the next guy. And then I can tell that you've broken up. Yeah. And also, you can always tell when women have broken up with their partners. If they used to post them.
Yeah, true.
The way they post is so very different.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
Oh, another thing of the film that was really good.
Yeah.
The dating app.
Oh, yeah. What was it called? Stush.
Stush.
Yeah. It's weird,
it doesn't work
it?
In the UK.
Yeah.
But I wonder what Stush means in America.
I don't know. I wonder if it even means anything. I couldn't get over the fact it was called Stush, because obviously here.
Yeah,
that's
so
like
Stush
sort of
is like your standoff fish.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You're not really, yeah. So it was interesting that it was when it was Stush, I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But they spoke about this dating app quite a lot, and it was just a fun little sad story.
And also, it was funny because, okay, this is a spoiler, I apologize. But it was just funny because at the end of the film, when the main characters found love and blah, 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 it was revealed that the app Stush was like fake, and that they'd been embezzling money off of the users.
Do you think it was a deeper message to be like, find love in real life?
I think it might have been.
Yeah, I think so as well.
And I'm gung ho that message.
Yeah, I think Kid Cudi hates dating apps.
Hell yeah.
I'm not being funny, but how come we didn't get him on this episode?
I don't think we ever was given the opportunity.
Because he's going to promote it.
That's true. Kid Cudi, would you like to be on the podcast? Thoughts on that?
I think Kid Cudi, if you like black people...
Kid Cudi, if you appreciate black people in the UK...
Especially black British people.
Yeah, because it's Black History Month.
You should come on this podcast.
Yeah. One thing that I have not watched yet, it comes out today, so I will be watching.
Okay.
And will hopefully discuss either on Twitter with anybody who wants to discuss with me, or next week, is Luckiest Girl Alive.
Okay, what's that?
Just came out today... it stars Mila Kunis and is based on a best-selling novel.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that. It looks sick.
Mm-hmm. So the synopsis for it here is, It's also sub 2 hours. It's 1 hour, 55 minutes. I thought like that's okay.
Yeah.
Synopsis is, a writer's perfectly crafted New York City life starts to unravel when a true crime documentary forces her to confront her harrowing high school history. And in the trailer, it's like, you think that Mila Kunis's character is someone, but actually she's changed her identity because of something that happened in her
life. I've seen a trailer of it, and yo, sometimes trailers don't tell us a full story.
Do you think that was
a full
story?
I know everything that's going to happen
right
in that film.
Mm.
Don't you think?
But I feel like maybe it's burying the lead and it could be something completely different. That's what
yeah,
I'm hoping.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm
hoping. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
It looks really
good.
Who
wrote the book?
I actually don't
know. It's giving Gillian Gone Girl
vibes. Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah,
it is,
it's giving Gone Girl vibes.
Yeah, so I think it looks really good. I love Mila Kunis.
So do I. Yeah. I saw the trailer for that now, but I'm absolutely going to be watching that.
Mm.
And the beginning of it looks like she's living my dream life in New York.
I know.
Which really, I don't actually want to live in New York.
I was going to say.
I just want to like have a romantic thing there. I just want to have a set thing in an art museum. What's it? What's that museum called? Is it the MoMA?
Oh, the MoMA, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to have a moment in there, then I'll come back to England.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Damn. I'm gonna go through life making all my imagined situations come true. And I just need someone to play the fucking role.
Do you know what?
And
that's
like, don't
true.
Ruin it with your bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, this is my imagination.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah.
Let's wrap up.
What are we recommending this week? What have we recommended this week?
So, we are 100% recommending Intergalactic.
Intergalactic.
It's great. 90 minutes, 100% worth your time. And if you do watch it, please tweet Lani and I using the hashtag 1010 would recommend.
And this
we
is a 1010.
We always look at the hashtag. This is a 1010 for sure.
For sure.
We're also recommending the film that you said, but I can't remember it now.
The Incredible Life of Jessica James.
Yes.
Let me just get that the right title. We're also recommending, The Incredible Jessica James.
The Incredible Jessica James.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. And comes out today. Check out Luckiest Girl Alive, starring Mila Kunis.
Oh, those are all films.
Yeah. Wait, is this... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are all films and all Netflix.
We're doing so well at recommending films.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very proud of us. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Have a good time. I'm going to watch Intergalactic again.
Yeah. And until next time, you'll listen to us, you'll hear us next week. But where can we find you in the meantime, T?
You can find me at Tolly_T on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at SmileGena, that's G-E-N-A, on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok.
I
Netflix
love the
everywhere.
TikTok lot. TikTok people are so much fun.
TikTok, love us.
I love you
love
guys.
Us.
Thank
we
you
love
very
you
much.
Guys. Pretty much it.
That's it. Thank you very much for listening.
Love you.
Bye. We didn't say it is me, it is I, Talani. And you didn't say
it is me, it is I, Gina.
Said it now, bye.